Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norel Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey guys, my name is Kirsten Stevenson and I am the manager at the Tree Duchess. And that's what we're here to kind of chat a little bit about today.
There we go. Okay, first and foremost, one of your colleagues was here first.
Yes.
And we were speaking about pants, jeans in particular.
And Levi's.
So give us a breakdown on my favorite brand of jeans, please.
So basically, just follow up with what she said. They've been a company that's been around forever, and they've lasted this long because they're big on quality and also affordability.
Yeah,
is one of the big things because everyone has different budgets.
Yeah,
and they have a budget for everyone. And
yeah,
when they have sales, they have great sales.
Yeah,
these are what these jeans are.
So. Sale jeans.
Yeah, sale jeans.
Okay,
and they're Levi's. And
there
they're
we go. Have you been able to go to any other Levi stores nationwide or nationally that like stand out to you?
Just Edmonton for the most part.
Okay.
When it's been a while since we've traveled abroad.
So yeah.
Edmonton and like Westside is like the big.
That's the big one you went to. Okay.
Yeah.
I went down to their flagship in San Francisco a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was super cool.
I can only imagine.
And like they tell you all these stories about like how when they first opened up, like. There used to be a bathtub that, like, the San Francisco location, where, like, if you wanted your jeans to really, like, fit you properly, like, you got them wet. And there's, like, all this stuff, like, that goes along with a brand that has been in place for so many years.
That people don't really realize.
Yeah, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So how did you first start wearing Levi's?
I found them through thrifting.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've always known it was a big brand.
Okay.
And then when it really came to light was when the 501 jeans and the shorts that everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
But I would look at these jeans and they're like $100. And I can't justify the price. I know that the quality is worth it. I'm not bashing the brand.
Right.
It's just, I'm cheap.
That's right.
And I'm the manager of a thrift store.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
And when I was thrifting, I saw Levi's and I saw the tag sticking out and I tried them on and it was.
There we go.
There we are.
Love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what got you into thrifting or how old were you? Like, how did this passion begin?
It's funny because it was something I actually grew up with. Like, my grandmother loved thrifting. My mom loved thrifting. When I was a kid, I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it so much.
Yeah.
But now, like, I love it. And I honestly, I don't know what it is that changed about it. I think I kind of grew up and I got my head in my
Yeah.
And I became a mom.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, clothes are expensive. And when I put clothes onto my kids, they're either going to stain it or they're going to rip it or they're going to grow out of it in 2 weeks. So
that's right. That's right.
It's like, why would you pay full price for a t-shirt that's getting, like, $15 when you can pay, like, $5.
That's right.
Or 25 cents at some places.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
How many kids do you have and what are the ages?
I have two kids. My daughter, her name is Charlie. She's 4. And my son's name is Matthias. And he is 6.
Oh,
and they are in
nice.
Prime wearing out age of clothes.
Yeah, 100%. They're going through them like nothing.
Like insane.
And your laundry just must be
absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And I hate doing laundry. Yeah. So.
I just have one boy. He's 8, Keegan. And every week I'm just like, how did you wear so many clothes?
Yeah.
Like, I see you all the time. I don't see the costume changes. I don't understand where this is all coming from.
It's all the spaghetti sauce and the dirt and the potions.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like,
that's right.
Anyway.
Unreal. His new thing, like, is sliding in grass. And, like, the grass right now is, like, really dry. When it gets in your socks, it feels like you're getting a splinter.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, yeah. He's just sliding in them left and right. And he's, like, doesn't even faze him.
Nothing fazes kids.
I know.
Like cold. Do you see them running around and like next to nothing? And I look at them and I'm like, put on a coat. Do yeah. this. I can feel cold just staring
yeah.
at them.
Yeah. No, they're little invincible they're monsters. They are. So how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
Almost 6 years.
Okay. So where did you come from originally?
Nova Scotia. I grew up in the Annapolis Valley.
Okay. And what brought you to Fort McMurray then?
My boyfriend and work.
Okay.
I think like most other people that come to Fort.
That's right. So you guys had heard about it prior to then? Like,
He had worked out here since he was 18 and he was on rotation. He was out here during the boom, everything like that.
Right.
Then we met and we ended up having our first child and I wasn't going to be a stay-at-home mom with my
right.
another on rotation.
Yeah, so yeah, 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 yeah.
We chased that pipe dream coming out to Fort Mac. And
right.
6 years later, here we are.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's fantastic. So your first child was born there, but your second child is born here, then I'm
yes.
making assumptions.
She's our only mainlander.
Okay. Mainlander. Oh, shit. Okay.
Baby.
Okay. That's hilarious. I've never heard that before. Mainlander. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
You've never heard mainlander before?
No, not in that kind of way, no.
You've had to.
Like, I've heard the word mainlander in theory, but, like, not...
Someone actually say it?
Yeah.
Where are you from? Like, where did you grow up?
I'm born and raised here. I'm a, okay. I guess I'm a mainlander.
You are a mainlander.
Yeah.
Shocking. Like, all my newfie friends would say that.
Really?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I grew up with a lot. Obviously, I grew up here. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Second capital of Newfoundland, Fort McMurray. No.
Shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I've heard Bayman. I've heard... Yeah, that's right. I've heard Bayman and everything else. And I spent a lot of time in the East Coast. Never. That's the first... There you go.
Well,
you win. So what about Fort McMurray has been able to kind of keep you here? Well, what about the community you like?
As everyone as a whole. Like, we came out here, we didn't know anyone. He had some friends.
Yeah.
We left all of our family behind. But mm-hmm. I also grew up military, so it wasn't a huge like shift for me or anything.
Okay.
But when we got here, we made our own family.
Right.
And I have the girls from the store. And like Jenna's had said in her interview that her passion was able to bring passion for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. Like,
yeah.
Genesis is my family. Emily is my family. Our crew that's there. And we've met some amazing people. And
right.
that's really where a lot of it came from. And I find there is so many East Coasters out here
mm-hmm.
that
say the least
home. Like, the
that's right.
amount that is here, it's home for us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Minus the ocean.
Yeah.
We make do.
We got the Snai. We got the Snai.
The Snai is good.
Yeah. Greg Wire Lake is like the exact same thing.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. But you know, Halifax Harbor is kind of sometimes. So Greg Wire Lake is comparable.
I just was in Halifax and Cape Wren this summer.
Okay.
And my little guy saw the Sea-Doos in the harbor. And
okay.
he's just like, I want to do it. And I was just like, there's not a chance in hell I'm getting in that water.
I'm gonna go in that water.
And so my wife was just like, I'll take them. I'm like, good, because I'm not doing it. Like,
your
so,
wife is very, very brave.
Yeah. So there. They went and they cruised around. And I was like, good for you, but that's gross to me. So,
you don't like the water, hey, Elliot?
Yeah. I don't mind the water. I just don't like that water.
That water yeah.
So, yeah. No, thank you. Not a chance. Gross. So, how did you get linked up with Thrifty Duchess?
So Jenna's opened up her first location in Beacon Hill, which is where I live, and
okay.
I went there a lot, and kind of, we just that's how our friendship came from there.
Okay.
I wouldn't even say that I forced her to be your friend, because we are so much alike.
Right.
And she ended up opening her second location, and when it was time that I was able to go back to work after being a stay-at-home mom,
yeah.
it was a perfect match, and she
yeah.
had Emily working with her then, so.
Right.
And that's been that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, you said you grew up in a family that thrifted. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It was almost, it's kind of like me now.
Yeah.
Like, when, if I'm going to go out and I want new stuff, I'm going to go to a thrift store first. Because
okay.
aside from the fact that it's cheaper, it's better for the environment, like the consumerism, like there's so much fast fashion with everything nowadays.
Yeah.
My mom was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was a stay-at-home mom for the longest time because my dad was in the military.
Right.
And just growing up, like, stuff was expensive, and she kind of had the same thought process as me. It was like, I'm not going to spend big money on clothes you guys are just going to rip up when you're
right.
around in dirt. So
right.
she would go, and then I got old enough, and she yeah. would take me, and
yeah.
I absolutely hated it.
You just
it.
Wanted something new.
Yes, yeah. absolutely. And I was the entire entitled, and I have no problem saying that now because I have absolutely learned my lesson.
Right.
And her mom was the same as well. So yeah. It was just, I think it was a lot of smartness that was just basically passed down through us.
And so with going with them and seeing that, as we talked a little bit before, like it's about like touching, feeling. Mm-hmm. So when you started doing it yourself, did you already have a lot of the instincts to be like, oh, this is kind of what I'm looking for, just kind of built in, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Like one of my biggest things that I, when I go, because we always say that you never know what you're going to a thrift store for. And it's like what people, when you go to Dollarama, you let the thrift store tell you what it is that you need. So you can go and just kind of look and walk around and touch things. And you'll know right away if you touch something, if you like it, if you touch something and you hate it.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, and sometimes you find gems. Me and Tanner, we like to go to antique stores and thrift stores looking for some stuff, and every once in a while, you just find something that's just like...
Diamond in the rough.
Yeah, and you're just like, it doesn't even make any sense.
And it costs $14.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got some gems that me and him have been able to find on
What's
our
your
adventures.
Favorite one, then?
Well...
Do you have it here?
I will show it to you. I do have it here. Yeah, there's... and it's a big, long story, and I won't bother the people at home with it, but I have it here, and I'm wearing one right now. When we're in Tucson, I got this, and it fit me perfectly. I didn't have to tailor it for the arms or the length, and then like I found this little gold pin to go along with it.
Okay.
And I was just like,
made for you.
Yeah, it was literally made for me because a lot of the time, like I'm kind of snobby with fit, so like I have no problem taking things to a tailor so like that it fits perfectly.
But it's not snobby. You know what you like.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
You don't spend time with him.
Yeah.
It's snobby.
Thank you. No, I know what I like. So, but yeah, I have another piece that it's a gem, and it's all of $14. It makes no sense, and I'll show it to you guys before you leave.
Perfect.
Yeah. But before we get to that, Tanner tapped his phone a few minutes ago. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute.
Okay.
I wish you nothing but the best of luck. But before we get in there, we got to throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. Tanner, hit it with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What do you think is your personal best thrift score?
There's this one dress that I found, and it's not even, like, it's a good brand. It's from Aritzia. It's nothing big, crazy, major, or anything like that. But, you know, like you just said, you found with your coat, everything about it fits you perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
That was this dress.
Yeah.
And I don't wear it all that often, which, because I don't wear dresses a lot, because I'm Levi's girl.
Right.
Levi's and heels and coat, and there you go. But if there's ever a time that I want to go somewhere, and like every woman has that one dress, and as soon as I say this, I know every female that's watching is gonna pop into their head, this is my dress. And it's by a brand, it's called Babaton. Okay. It's from Aritzia. It's nice, like it's nothing crazy over the top expensive, but
it's yours.
That's my dress. Yeah,
there we go.
Question number two. What is one thing you think people are surprised you can thrift?
Makeup.
Really? I'm shocked.
And you know what? But honestly, though, it's legit. Like, there is some stuff with makeup that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
But with so many of the things now, and it's one thing that we've talked about a lot in our store to raise awareness about, because makeup is expensive, and there's ways to clean it properly.
Oh,
so
okay.
We, like, you can basically take off the top layer. There's sanitizing sprays that you guys can put onto it. Makeup is something that it is sold secondhand regularly. Like, I know in Fort McMurray, there's a whole secondhand makeup page. Obviously, like I said, like mascaras, any liquids, things that you cannot sanitize properly, please don't get. But eyeshadows, powders, specific, the ways that things are sealed, go for it.
Question number three. What is one item you would like to have more of in your store?
One item more. I love when designer comes in because we have had really nice designer items and high-end designer items that have been donated that we haven't consigned. Mm. And the first one that pops into my head is the Valentino skirt. It was a Valentino skirt, and we sold it secondhand for $140. So,
not bad.
If we could get more of that, that would be super awesome.
Yeah. Question number four. What was your favorite movie or show to watch when you were a kid?
Sailor Moon.
You didn't even hesitate on that. He barely even finished that sentence and you came out with that.
And it's something, we've all loved it. Em, have you liked it before? Yeah, and we all have Sailor Moon clothes, so.
How did you even know? Like, that was like instant. Dear Lord.
But it's kind of like a thing between us in the store too, so it makes it even better.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because Genesis was wearing a Sailor Moon shirt yesterday. Yesterday, yeah. That's it.
And your final question, what is one moment in a thrift store that stands out to you the most?
There is this one time I was thrifting last year in Edmonton, and I found these awesome pair of boots. It was from the Goodwill, because I don't have a very specific style. It changes, but I like different things. And I love leather, and I love studs, and there is these pair of the boots new, I think around like $200. Mm. I can't remember the brand of the name right now. It's completely gone out of my head. But they were in a corner, and I remember I looked and I saw them, and I like screamed in the middle of the store and ran to the back and like left my daughter in the seat. She was only like 20 feet away from me. It wasn't dangerous, but my boyfriend was on the other side, and he was like, "I heard you."
Yeah.
And I took off the boots, and they were my size, and I ran, and I was like, "Look what I found!" And Logan was just like, "Here she goes."
Yeah,
but he puts up with me. So there we go.
Here we go.
And those have been your five questions.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, speaking of boots and shoes, you got red soles on the go.
I do. So in saying that I'm cheap, I can also spend money.
Yeah. So for the people at home who don't know what red soles on your heels mean, can you please go into a little bit of detail?
So these are Christian Louboutins, and they were a birthday gift. So there's the back.
I don't know if Tanner's saying, yeah, big thumbs up.
It's a pair of shoes that I've wanted since I was little. Like, yeah. I want to say probably mid-teens when I could realize what high-end fashion was and designer. They're not cheap. And then Janice, because my birthday was last month, I remember she had asked me what I wanted for my birthday. And I made a joke. And I was like, I would love a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So she rallied everyone together. And everyone pitched a bunch of money in. And they made a big money roll of this that I kept on pulling out.
Yeah.
And at the end, it had a note. And I didn't even pay attention to the note. I was just like, a lot of money. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. And then she had said that I could find a secondhand pair of shoes.
Yeah.
So these were actually thrifted.
Oh,
which
wow.
Makes it even better.
That's very cool.
I bought them off of Poshmark, which is like a higher end thrifting website.
Okay.
But they were also brand new.
Yeah.
So I definitely lucked out. And nice. I have all the closest people in my life to thank for this.
That's awesome. Yeah. I remember I heard about them initially in a rap song about like red heels.
That's what
and I was just like, huh. And like at the time, I didn't think much of it. And then when you see it, it sounds stupid because you're just like shoes with like red soles. Like, what's the big deal? But then when you see them, it makes sense. You're just like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks really good. Mm-hmm. It's a cool like feature on a shoe, which just boggles my mind. Like anytime like you look at fashion, you're just like, it's so simple. How come nobody else has thought about it? But then when it's executed properly, it just hits. Yeah.
Very classic. Yeah. And each designer has their very specific thing that they have.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we're out of time.
Awesome.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I want to give a really big shout out to the Artisan, the Artisan Square. They are a store that's up in Timberley, and the owner of it is Sugarberry Naturals. She's one for the community as well, and she brings a whole bunch of all locally owned businesses together under one roof. And we at Thrifty Duchess really big on community. So when we see other people that are like that, it's our jam.
There we go.
Be sure to stop in, and they have really, really good food there too, and macaroons and all the goods.
Great shout out. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Everybody else, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Thank you.